So just to give you context, Kuda and Jerome are my co-deputy chairs. Jerome is in charge of all things education, and Kuda assists with events, research, and fundraising. So I think we'll start with Jerome on what's been happening on the education side internally.
Okay, just to briefly give an update on the education front. So on the banking fellowship side, we have been and are currently quite strongly updating our syllabus. That is to keep up to date with the changes in the banking industry. So we have been doing that over the last few years and are currently doing that. So onto that, I guess we have some good news to those who are looking at writing the banking fellowship in the next session. The good news is that the banking fellowship subject boasts one of the highest and consistent pass rate for the fellowship subjects. So, I mean, that's 30%, but it's still a chance. So I think just by the show of hands, who has passed the fellowship subject over the last two sessions? Do you have anyone here?
Well done.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Thanks, guys, for answering my call for volunteers. Thank you for that. We're also looking at internationalization of our banking subject, but I think you will take the guys through that.
We can discuss the internationalization. I'll talk about the IAA.
Okay, so we are looking at taking our subject, the banking fellowship, to an international audience. So this could be by either partnering with the other countries' actuarial societies or by offering a certificate in banking. So we are looking at proposing that soon. So that's something to look out for in the near future. So coming out of that, we're probably going to look at accelerating a banking specialist or F100 banking subject. So that's good news that might come out of that. Also on the XCA1 stuff, I've also been involved in localizing the content there. So in the CA1 subject, we're going to have a bit more of a banking feel in there. That's what's been missing, I guess, for a while. And I think finally, my call for volunteers again. If you would like to be involved, please contact us. Or if you see my email in your inbox, don't ignore it. All right, that's it from me.
You don't need to have passed the banking fellowship to assist us. We sort of get volunteers from across the industry, specialists who've been working in the space for a long time, because we know that there aren't a lot of people with the qualification who have the required experience. So if you feel that there's an area where the notes are lacking where you can weigh in, please go ahead. For example, for a lot of the stuff on the fraud side, the fraud analytics, it's not exactly actuaries who are weighing in on that bit. Kuda?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending this session. I'm one of the co-deputy chairs for the banking committee. So my portfolio involves events like this, as well as research and fundraising. So on your way out, I'm going to put a little bucket there. So you can just throw in some money in there. After this event, we're going to send out a survey just to get your input on how this event has worked out. And we have these seminars once a year. But on top of that, we also have sessionals that happen. And we try to have them at least once a quarter. And our strategy has been to give an opportunity for each of the banks that are in our circles to present at one of the sessionals throughout the year. We host webinars, so which are more from a theoretical point of view, because I mean it's on a web platform, so it's less zero networking at that level. And those can happen as many as availability permits in a year. So that's just a feedback on the on the events that we do. And I'm in charge of research. So this is particularly focused at a graduate level. So We work closely with the research committee for ASA in general, and from that platform we try to encourage research on banking topics by students, honor students, master students, and even at PhD candidates. And we have had quite a bit of traction in terms of the quantum of research or banking-related research topics that students have been working on. And it's been quite encouraging. And we also give students a platform to present their findings or their projects at various sessions. And again, like what Jerome said, also calling for volunteers who can pitch up and also assist in the vast work that we do. Thank you, guys.
Okay, you guys have eaten up my 6 minutes, so I'm going to be very fast. So I guess aside from chairing the ASA Banking Committee, I also sit on our IAA Banking Working Group, and I've been working with the IFA FNA Finance and Investments Board on moving banking in sort of forward with the institute and faculty, since they do have most of the actual membership on, in the globe. And a lot of the activity that's taking place at a global level, aside from the internationalization, is also to get more countries to recognize banking as an emerging field for actuaries to work in, to move into. As you'll know, you know, sometimes insurance is not the sexiest place, and sometimes it's not even applicable for some economies, but guess what every country has? It's got some kind of banking system, and there's a lot of movement in that space. So we're just trying to make sure that actuaries around the globe are aware that this is a career option and have the right background to be able to move into these areas. So we've done a lot of great work. When we started, it was 3 countries. We're now over 20. I think we're in 22 countries now. We've got a banking member interest group, and they're represented at the IAA. So really, ASA is leading the charge in terms of moving this globally. And some of the work we're doing now is also with the central, the executives of the Global Central Bank. So we've been engaging with the group of them who meet annually within Oxford and trying to get them to understand what we do. So the guys who decide everything that ends up in Basel. So we're engaging with them directly and a few other supranationals so that they know what we're doing in South Africa, and they really support us in making sure that we start having a greater voice globally across banks throughout the world. We want to move away from this tick box exercise and really show them what we can do with our skill set. And I guess aside from that, again, always looking for volunteers. I boast all the time about how I have one, the most diverse and the most active, the most productive, the most impactful committee in ASA, and I don't think anyone from council can dispute that. So it's a great team to work with, and I think we're doing a lot more interesting things now. Some of it you don't always see, and we're trying to get better at communicating it. But if you have ideas, if you just want to be involved in one thing, we're always open to having people on board. I mean, there's some people in this room who are only involved in the education work. There's some people in this room who only work with us with events. Some people in this room have helped us source speakers for these events. So whatever it is that you're interested in, please just put up your hand. I try to be good on email. And yeah, we've got a great team, and thank you very much for coming to this event. Thank you that most of you stuck around. I hope you had a good day. And again, the survey will come out. Please provide us with your feedback. We do act on it. We do require it to be able to continue developing and providing great events. And so we also want to thank our MC for the day, Danielle Mitchell. So she was ambushed literally to assist us today, and we hope we'll be seeing more of her. So thank you very much, Danielle. And you really did sort of, yeah, rise to the call. Thank you very much. I think we can give her a round of applause for helping us. Great. And yeah, and I guess I have a very big thank you to my committee. Some of you will know I have been overseas for the past year. I was doing a full-time MBA at Oxford and running 2 businesses and doing consulting work and running this committee and like 5 other committees. So really, everything that happens here, I cannot take credit for what happens here. I do my bit, but really there's an amazing team at the ASA office. You'll see Tando here, you'll see Gail outside. My committee here, my deputy chairs, I ambushed them also in January. I was like, guys, you need to step up and you need to help me. And also they rose to the occasion. So a massive thank you to the committee, massive thank you to the ASA office for all that they do, and a massive thank you to you. We are the global leaders in this space because of the great work you are doing in your spaces. And I'll allow Kuda to close.
Oh yeah, before I close, I just wanted to mention that there's an interesting topic that came up with Lusani in terms of financing small businesses as well. It came up during the neo banking session. So I just spoke to Kudzai real quick, and we're going to set up sessional slash workshop to just chat a bit more about it, and maybe we can tap into that 500K that Lusani has. Okay, this is the official closing of the proceedings, so we can all head and sit in traffic now. Bye.